It's my honor to introduce our featured speaker for this evening. This gentleman started his business in 2006, right here in Texas. And in a very short period of time, in 2 years, he became the number one income earner in the entire company and has been ever since. This gentleman has a six-figure weekly income in this business from what he got started just 10 years ago, and his first residual check was only 10 bucks. Please welcome our founding national consultant, number one income earner, our friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, how are you?
Hey, appreciate those kind words, Bear. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the Sunday night business builder call. As Bear mentioned, we do this every single week, and we record it and edit out all the uhs and the ahs like I just did, or we try to anyway, and we post it on topambitleaders.com. You click on training, click on Sunday night call, and you can listen in archives. So if you're brand new in the business, there's a little title as to what the call was about, you know, whether it's customer gathering or recruiting or the mechanics of how to build a sales and marketing organization or System 16, which teaches you how to get 16 in-home meetings going in your business in the first 90 days you're in the business. Whatever the topic is, we have years of recordings posted up on topambitleaders.com. You can listen to those recordings, and there's a lot of great information from a lot of great different leaders throughout Ambit Energy. Also, if you're not in my organization, the rules behind getting your email address and everything are such, the privacy rules are such that I cannot get a feed from Ambit that allows me to send my emails to you. So if you're not my organization, or if you have an email address that's not subscribed, say a work email address or a home email address or a new email address, and you'd like to get notices that I send out about trainings and these calls every week and that sort of thing, you can go to Top Ambit Leaders and subscribe, opt into the email newsletter deal on that website, and that's the way you would add yourself. It won't allow you to enter in twice, so if you're not sure if you're getting it, you can put it in there, and if you are, if that email address is already in the system, it won't send you two emails. It'll only send you one, and, of course, on every email, there's an unsubscribe button, so if at any point in the future you care to unsubscribe, you're certainly welcome to do that. If you do that, however, it won't allow you to resubscribe that particular email address. All right, so I've gotten a couple inquiries over the last couple of months about how to get on the list. I wanted to go over that real quickly. I want to cover a couple of things. I want to bring on a very special guest asked to join me on the call tonight. And what I want to go over with ambition right around the corner and everything is how to maximize your experience at ambition. You know, a lot of people take on ambition from, hey, this is a good, fun vacation, and you know, they do what they do, but they skip sessions or they skip out early or they prejudge what the topic is and they don't attend everything that they're capable of attending. And folks, I can tell you that's a huge mistake. If you go to Ambition and pick up one morsel of information that can bring one person into your business that might not have come into your business without that information, that next person could be Chris W. Atkinson, it could be Tim Olinger, or it could be Ray Monty or Esther Spina or Frank Schmalling or Steve Thompson or Philip Eckert or Carlos Marin or, you know, just anybody. Who knows who it could be? But that person could change your life overnight financially. So why would you go to all the time, the expense, and the effort, you know, opportunity costs, days off, vacation days you have to take, all the sacrifices that you make to be there and not participate? I see it all the time. And observe it yourself this year as you go to Ambition. You know, if you go out in the middle of a session to the hallways, you're going to see people just standing there talking to one another. And observe yourself. Here are people that spent all the time and effort. There's great trainers, you know, on stage training during the training sessions, or there's great information being dealt out, and they're out in the hallway just talking, you know, talking about little or nothing, you know, just it really, really amazes me. So obviously, if you're tuned into this call, you're probably not one of those people. You're probably tuned in and receiving every bit of information that you can. But make sure you do that. Make sure you communicate that to your team. Number two, I wanted to cover with you real quickly, is that it's not about the event. It's about the people. You know, you're going to have an opportunity to meet a lot of great people, and I really, really encourage you, don't go and hang with the pack. You know, I mean, you're from Houston, or you're from, you know, New York, or you're from Erie, Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, or wherever you're from. And sure, there are a lot of people in your downline that have gone, and the tendency is just to hang with those friends, you know, go do things with those friends afterwards and that sort of thing. I'd really encourage you to split up, you know, go separate directions, eat with different people. You know, you can go back to Pittsburgh or Erie or Houston or wherever you're from and be with those friends, you know, 364 other days out of the year. You have an opportunity to meet new people, you know, and to get yourself around fresh ideas and you know, you meet somebody from Chicago, let's say, and then all of a sudden 3 months from now you get their business card, their contact information. Somebody in your organization needs some help in Chicago. You know, it's different than if you're just calling, hey, I understand you're in Chicago, my name's such and such, I know we've never met, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot different to call up and say, hey, I don't know if you remember, but we had breakfast at the Anatole the Ambition. Oh, yeah, I remember you. Well, look, I could really use your help, et cetera. So you want to meet, mingle, and the other thing I'll tell you is you don't want to hang in the bars till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and not be sharp the next day. What you want to do is you want to be sharp. I mean, you want to wake up early, but when the day's over, the day's over. Now, certainly there's a lot of networking that goes on after hours, and I'm not telling you not to participate. But, you know, to stay in the bars till 2 in the morning or whatever and then drag the next day, you know, it's a long deal, particularly if you go to all of Ambition. Hopefully everybody's going to be there on the kickoff on Wednesday, though I know it won't be everybody, but hopefully most of you will be. So it's a long time, you know, where you're going hard. You've got a lot of emotion and a lot of energy put into it. And, you know, in the big crescendo Saturday night, and I see a lot of people are just like totally zombied out by Saturday night. So, you know, pace yourself, use your energy properly, keep hydrated. It's been a little bit cooler this summer. We've had some weather, so hopefully that'll be there for Ambition on Labor Day weekend in Dallas. But don't be surprised if not 100 degrees. So hydrate yourself. Always carry a bottle of water and be prepared for that weather. Wear comfortable clothes, comfortable shoes. You know, it's not about how good you look. It's about being comfortable. If your feet hurt so much because you got a new pair of shoes that you didn't break in before you got to Ambition, you're not going to be receiving the information that you need to receive. Always good to have an extra little bag of peanuts or a little snack in your pocket in case you get hungry. So, you know, that's not an issue. And the most important thing and the biggest piece of advice I could give you is go and have fun. Take all the problems, all the challenges in life, you know, issues with the better half, you know, issues at work, issues with the kids, you know, financial worries, whatever they are. However, when you show up at Ambition, just set all that aside. Certainly be available in cases of emergency and that sort of thing. Turn your phone off. Don't worry about the emails and the this and the that. Do that late at night. But be engaged. Show up. Participate. Get on the floor. You know, if you watch from the rafters and you don't intermingle with people, you're not going to get the full benefit as if you get out on the floor and play the game. And playing the game is meet and greet and suck up as much information. And I can promise you there's more information that's sucked up after hours and after the sessions than there are during the sessions. It's invaluable. All right, enough with Ambition. I wanted to get that in before Ambition so that everybody could be thinking about it, prepare for Ambition properly, and have some tips. I want to make an announcement tonight, and I'm really, really excited about this. One Sunday night out of the month, we're going to do an EC highlight, okay? We're going to pick an EC that's in the trenches building the business, not somebody that's walking around being a hero and telling everybody how great they're doing and they're not in the business building. You know, somebody that's actively recruiting, building in the business. and we're going to have a little fireside chat with them. You know, we're just going to, you know, I'm going to do those calls myself. I'm going to ask them questions. For the most part, they're going to be people that I'm familiar with, that I know based on their production. They're certainly not going to be all people in my organization. There might possibly be more people outside of my organization than inside my organization. You don't have to be coded to me or working with me, but personally, it's a sort of situation where the person that I'm going to put on these EC highlight Sunday night business builder calls are people that are going to disseminate information that are going to help you build the business. You'll get to know them a little bit better. You'll know the markets that they're in. You'll know what the meetings that they are that they're running. So that's going to be invaluable information. But more importantly, you're going to get off the call knowing, hey, this person, whether it be male or female, is solid as the rock of Gibraltar and is out building the business right. And the only qualification, actually there's two qualifications for me to select somebody to be on the call, and there's so many people qualified. Oh, my goodness gracious, it's going to be months and months and months before I run out of people that I can think of right now off the top of my head. But the only qualification is that they're building the business correctly and that they're actually building the business, so that they have integrity in the way they're building the business, and they're actually building the business. They're out doing the recruiting. They're personally sponsoring. They're building the team. They're not necessarily hosting a meeting, but participating in the weekly meetings and the trainings, and they're tied into the system. You know, I've mentioned this book several times on this call, but there's a book written by Michael Gerber. It's a business book, and it's called The E Myth, the letter E Myth Revisited. And basically the premise of the book is that you either work for a system or you have a system that works for you in your business. And it's not a network marketing book. It's a business book. And he gives an example of a baker who has to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning to start to make his dough, to bake his bread, to be ready for his business that day. And if he doesn't show up the next day, there's no bread made and the business is shut down. And so, you know, he talks about that versus a McDonald's, for example. You walk up to the counter at McDonald's, the French fries are always on the left. You know, there's always two slices of pickle on the hamburger. There's the exact same amount of ketchup and mustard put on every hamburger. The drinks are directly behind the people that serve you because they do a big, large volume of drinks and they want them accessible to cut down labor costs. And the salads and the ice cream, as you're looking at the counter, is always to the right because that's what they serve the least and that's furthest away from the drive-in window, which is always to your left. So there's a system there, and the system is well thought out. And basically, when you become a franchisee with McDonald's, you execute against the system. And if you execute against the system, you almost have guaranteed success. Well, we're no different. We have a system. You either work for a system, we have a system that works for you. And the person that, I thought long and hard because there's so many people out there, so many people that I can think of that, you know, are deserving to be spotlighted and to be invited in this spot. But I said, you know, who out there is super, super special? Who is doing just an incredible job? You know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. You know, who's the person that's not running around trying to be a superstar on stage and all that, but just is in the trenches, you know, just building and building and building and building and working with multiple teams across Ambit Energy, regardless of downline affiliation. And I thought about it literally for the last 2 or 3 weeks as I was going to introduce the format. And I thought about it and I said, hey, there's no better person to invite to be the inaugural person on this call. There's not a better example in my opinion, though there are probably some that are equal, but I won't say that there's a better example of integrity, a better example of leadership, you know, and a better example of leading through doing, not by telling. And so I want to welcome to the call Mr. Tony Picopio. Tony, are you on the call with us?
I'm on the call, Brian. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, man. I really appreciate you hopping on here and Well, I just want to, you know, it's like I was telling everybody, just kind of like a fireside chat. Who knows where we're going to go with this, but I know you've got a wealth of information, but I know where I want to start. And, you know, a lot of times people look back and look out at the leaders and they go, you know, hey, you know, well, that one was in Amway and this one was in Excel and this one had this network marketing experience and this one had that network marketing experience. And though there are obviously a lot of people involved in Ambit Energy with network marketing experience, it's my observation, at least in my organization, which you're a part of, but it's my observation that the majority of people in Ambit Energy don't have a background in network marketing. However, that's not the case with you. So if you would, you know, what I'd like for you to do is tell people a little bit about yourself and Diana and where you're from and that sort of thing, and then just give us a little bit of background of, you know, what you do occupationally and where that's kind of been and where it's going and a little bit of a background that you've had in network marketing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brian, first of all, thank you for having me on. I'm totally, totally honored and had no idea where you were going with this, and really excited to be to be even considered to be part of that, of this EC highlight thing. But I got to tell you right off the bat, my goal is to disqualify myself from being allowed to be on as an EC because I have to go NC to not be on this call anymore. So that's out of the way. So hey, just to let everybody know, I'm Tony Procopio from New Fairfield, Connecticut. My wife, Diana, we've lived in New Fairfield, Connecticut for about 20 years. And she has a daycare, home-based daycare business that she's had. I kind of coaxed her into starting that a long time ago because I'd been a Big Brother volunteer in my past. And I figured in my regular recruiting practice, I've been helping people get jobs for probably about 15 or 16 years. Kind of self-employed in my own business, I guess I called it that, but it's more like a self-employed. I kind of own my own job. So helped several thousand people get jobs over the past 15 years and would cut out early sometimes to help my wife and run an after-school program for kids. We're passionate about doing that. We've been running a summer camp for kids for about 15 years as well. We're just coming into our last week of summer camp this week upcoming. So excited to be able to do that with kids. And, you know, there's two things in my life that are, you know, that are equal as far as, you know, excitement and enthusiasm. And one thing is helping kids have a big smile on their face at the end of the day. And another thing that's just as equal is seeing a new consultant with a big smile on their face at the end of the day. So, we have a daughter who's a teacher and a granddaughter, Eva, who's 6 years old. And, we love spending time with her. And that's one of the reasons we started out this business was to do that. My wife and I actually met in network marketing in a product-based network marketing company about 21 years ago or so. And that business really didn't go where we wanted it to go. We had a great training and development system in there, and we put several years of effort into it. And, you know, like my friend Jay Emma says, we put a lot of effort. We put like way, way, way amount of high effort into it and way, way, way low amount of income and return on that investment. So it was a tough thing, but we got trained in a tough system, in a tough business, and we had a training and development system behind us. And, you know, I hadn't been in network marketing, I guess, or done anything in network marketing for, I don't know, maybe really anything significant for like 10 years or so. We were out of that, and a good friend asked me to take a look at Ambit Energy and analyze the company for him, just because I analyze companies in my regular business, and I wasn't looking for anything, had no idea. When I found out it was network marketing and figured it out, I was totally not interested, but looked at it anyway as a favor to him, and, you know, pretty quickly realized that there might be something here where I wouldn't have to sell a product and could actually have customers come in that we didn't have to take money out of their pocket to be our customer, and that was the first thing that attracted me to this business. So that's kind of a little bit about our background and where we came from. And we're outdoor enthusiasts, and we love hiking and being active as much as we possibly can. We got to do that so that we can live a long time and, make a lot of money in this by helping a lot of other people do the same thing.
Well, great. I appreciate that. And it brings up a point that I'd like to share, a little teaching moment. I don't think I've ever really talked about this before, but you know, here you were involved in Amway, and how many years did you say you put in?
It was 92 to 2000, 8 years.
So 8 years of hard work, and that opportunity, for whatever reason, didn't financially reward you, but what it did do is it made you mentally tough. It made you it made you understand the importance of plugging into the system. It made you who you are. And basically, it was a great boot camp to get involved with Ambit Energy, which has been now the opportunity that is beginning and will continue to shape and mold your future and get you where you want to be financially. So you got out of one vehicle and got into another vehicle. And the teaching point that I'd like to make off of that before I ask you the next question, Tony, is that same thing is going to happen in Ambit Energy. There are going to be people that come into Ambit Energy for whatever reason. They just don't make Ambit Energy go, and they're going to leave, and they're going to go to another company, and some of them are going to succeed in another company where they didn't succeed in Ambit. So the reverse happens, and it just happens in network marketing.